human beings. Welcome back to Safe Space with Kira Graves. So let's just hop right into it. Have you heard of the lucky girl syndrome? It's been all over TikTok, all over YouTube, all over the interwebs. And it's a new sort of trend. However, it has existed for millennia. The lucky girl syndrome has been widely talked about lately, and there's even a song called Lucky Girl that was like trending on TikTok, and everyone's talking about what the fuck is this lucky girl syndrome, okay? And that's why I'm here to tell you. Because I've been a lucky girl since I was born, and I've always had this sort of mentality. Like, no one has had to tell me to adopt this mindset. I just intuitively always had this mindset. I don't know how or why, but my life is a lucky girl syndrome. Like, it just is. So who better to teach you than me? I am here. I'm your resident lucky girl teaching you how to be a lucky girl too. So the lucky girl syndrome is from the law of assumption, which is one of the laws of the universe. And it's basically a way of tricking your brain into getting what you want. That's in layman's terms. The lucky girl syndrome states that wherever I go, luck just happens for me. Everything is easy. I'm so lucky. I get abundance in money, love, whatever it is. In all areas of my life, I am lucky. And I am blessed. And the universe is always looking out for me. That's basically what the lucky girl syndrome means to me, at least. You guys might have different like definitions of it, but that's what it is to me. Like I said, I've always kind of had this mindset intuitively. But if I were to adopt this mindset right now, and I do like remind my brain that this is how I want to think and this is how I want my life to go. So I do still, you know, work on manifesting the lucky girl syndrome, even though I know I already have it. I continually wire my brain in this way. So it's all about subconscious and conscious thought patterns and habit brain loops. So I'm not a scientist, but I'm going to explain this in the best way that I know how. So we have a ton of neural pathways in our brain. And so when a certain like subject or a topic comes up in our brains, there's, you know, different little highways that veer off from that subject. And there's usually one path that's like the default state. So whenever a certain subject pops up in our mind, in our consciousness, in our waking consciousness, that is, something else is associated with it. So for example, let's say I was scared of dogs. And because maybe when I was younger, I got bit by a dog. And so for the rest of my life, I'm scared of dogs. So let's say I'm walking down the street and a dog approaches me. I have an instant look at that dog, and the neural pathway that is most commonly taken, which is the thought pattern of they are dangerous and they're going to hurt me, that fires off immediately. And so what we can do is actually train our brains to take a certain neural pathway, a certain highway, okay? This is used in, you know, anxiety therapies to rewire your brain to not, you know, immediately think of a situation as dangerous when it's really not. But it's your brain interpreting something in a different way. You know how everyone is so, like, they have such subjective opinions to everything? Like, we're all so different. We all have different opinions, and that is because we have different life experiences. Ever since, you know, the moment we were conceived, we've been subconsciously gathering information from the stimuli around us. And that all affects the way our brain functions on a day-to-day basis. So in the lucky girl syndrome, circling back, we are basically training our brain to perceive situations as, oh, everything always works out for me. I'm so lucky. This happened, you know, for a reason. This happened for me because I'm lucky. There could be a couple obstacles to obtaining the lucky girl syndrome, and I will talk about them here. One of the obstacles is that you may have a conflicting belief that is your default neuropathway highway. So whenever you have, you know, a certain stimuli in your environment, you have a certain experience, there is a contrary belief that fires off first, and that is the one that will take all of our attention. So for example, maybe you have the idea of, oh, but I'm not good enough to be lucky. Or maybe it's even when something good happens, something bad has to happen afterwards. And we might have these subconscious thought loops because of our childhood, right? Everything we experience in our childhood, that has now been written on the code of how our brain works. I don't know why I'm saying like the code. So when something good happens, you might have a contrary belief. Now, obviously you're not able to obtain the lucky girl syndrome, which is just a mindset, if you have those contrary beliefs. What I would suggest and what I have done in the past with certain mindset coaches is to write down certain areas of your life. So write down the topics: money, family, friends, career, school, relationships, my purpose, my passions. You can write down, let's say you're into acting, you can write down, what are my like general beliefs about acting? And then write down positive ones and negative ones. So do like a little column straight down the middle, positive and negative thoughts about each topic. And don't try and think about this too much. Just kind of write down stream of consciousness, what immediately comes to your mind when your brain sees the topic of whatever it is. If you think about it and manipulate your answers, this exercise is not going to work. So just immediately write down exactly what comes to your head. After you're done all these columns, you can look back at them and see your limiting beliefs right in front of you and decide the ones you want to change. So let's say there's a belief about money, that you're always going to be lacking in money. Then that is the thing that you will work on to obtain this lucky girl mindset, right? I hope this is making sense so far. This is kind of like a course in manifesting. This advice could honestly apply to manifesting anything, which is pretty much lucky girl syndrome. Because in the lucky girl syndrome, you get everything you want. You manifest everything you want. So this is basically a guide on manifesting. So once you have identified your limiting beliefs, you can actually go in and ask yourself, is this true? Have there been any instances of the contrary happening in my life? And then you can write down, oh, wait, I got this really good paying job. So let's say your limiting belief is about lacking in money. You could be like, oh, wait, I got this really good paying job that one time. Or, oh, I found 10 bucks on the street one day and picked it up and I was so lucky. That's contrary to your belief of that you're always going to be lacking in money. Maybe your parents paid for your phone bill. That's contrary to the belief. So then you can actually look at that belief and be like, oh, it's literally not true. It's just how my brain has been programmed. So then you can work on letting it go, right? You can also go in and ask yourself, where did this come from? This sometimes can help to release the limiting belief. If you figure out who gave this to me, what gave this to me, was there a certain situation that planted that limiting belief in your head? So again, this is another situation where you want to go stream of consciousness, journaling. Journaling is, I highly recommend to journal every single day about whatever, literally anything. Because stuff always comes up. And when you finally read stuff on the page that's been inside your head this whole time, it's easier to detach yourself from it. You're like, oh, that's not my identity. That's just something that I thought. That's just something that I've been thinking. So once you figure out, oh, where has this belief come from? Maybe it's come from your grade one teacher who told you that life is hard and making money is hard. And that was literally so long ago that you forgot about it until now. So once you do all these steps, then you can write out the opposite of what that limiting belief is. So let's say the limiting belief is I'm never going to have enough money. What if the opposite were true? Imagine a world, just make believe, right? Imagine this is like a movie of your dream life. And what if the opposite were actually true. Just imagine it. So what if you always had enough money and then some? What if you were always so abundant in money? What would that look like? What if that was possible? And then what really helps me at this stage is to write out mantras that are the new positive belief that you want to adopt. And even if you haven't fully adopted that positive belief, writing down, repeating, reciting mantras really, really, really helps. Because it's basically you're tricking your brain. It's like you're gaslighting yourself into thinking a certain way. And it actually works because you're gaslighting yourself in a positive way, right? You're not actually harming yourself. You're doing yourself good. What I like to do is I'll go on Canva and I'll make little posters of the mantras that I want to adopt, of the statements, the beliefs that I want to adopt. Right now, I have in my bathroom, I easily and comfortably release what is no longer serving me in my life, something like that. I release all that is unlike love, comfortably and easily. So that's kind of what I've been working on lately, is the ease of letting go of stuff that is not serving you in a positive way. That's what I'm working on. So I will put those mantras near the toilet, like right when I sit down on the toilet, right in front of me on the wall, I will put my mantras there just because like I spend a lot of time pooping, I spend a lot of time on there and I just am aimlessly looking at the wall. So might as well look at some new beliefs that I want to adopt, right? You can also put them on your fridge. I have some on my fridge too. It's the one on my fridge is I allow in the joy of life. So if you go to the fridge a lot, then you can put it on your fridge. So you see it every single time. You can also make it as your phone lock screen. You can make it as a reminder in your phone that pops up every day or maybe a couple times a day so that, you know, every time you get it, we're on our phones all the time. So every time you get it, you can stop, read it, recite it, and then be like, oh yeah. It's a good little reminder. That little trick is thanks to Wendy Braun, my mentor, who I learned a lot about mindset from. Another way you can practice adopting this new belief is you can listen to mantras. So you can either record yourself saying the mantras, right? The new positive belief, and listen to it over while you are in like kind of a meditative state, doing it before bed and right when you wake up. That is when your brain is more open to receiving and more receptive to new ideas because you don't have a ton of things going on in your brain, right? Or you can just get in a meditative state and try and calm your mind of all other distractions and just listen to those mantras, let it soak in. I really love the video on Jess Heslop's channel. She has one on the Lucky Girl Syndrome, and it's really, really effective. I've been using it for the past like little while, and it's really, really lovely to do. So you can do that. And the next step to achieving this Lucky Girl Syndrome is to not be so attached to it. So this is another step in learning how to manifest anything you want, is you must be detached from it. And that is probably the hardest part about manifesting anything, is you have to let go of it and detach from it. You can't need it. You can't need it to happen. You have to just relax about it and go on with your day. Try not to think about or keep score of, am I manifesting this yet? Why isn't it coming? As soon as you say those thoughts, you cut yourself off from manifesting what you want. So relaxing, trusting the universe, having faith that it is manifesting already. Yeah, and again, detaching from the outcome. Being okay, even if this didn't happen. That is a whole ass practice in itself. And there are some things that I really want to manifest that like I am still attached to, so it's not coming yet. But I'm almost there. Another thing that really helps to obtain this lucky girl mindset is to practice gratitude on a daily basis. So this could mean waking up and doing, you know, the 5-minute journal, which is this little journal that you can get on Amazon. It's really, really popular and fun and easy to do. You wake up and you write down like 3 things you're grateful for. Or maybe it's, I don't know if it's, oh yeah. So you wake up and journal literally for 2 seconds. You write down like a couple things. And then at night before you go to bed, you write down a couple things. And it's like the easiest way to program your brain into being in a state of gratitude. Because when you're in a state of gratitude, you are all loving, all trusting. And sometimes I'll even, when I'm writing down what I'm grateful for, I will write down what I want to manifest in the future, but in the present tense, as if it has already happened. That's a really quick way to manifest things too. There are also meditations and affirmation videos on YouTube that I like to watch that program my brain into being in a state of gratitude. So there, again, there's one that Jess Heslop made, and it's about, I think it's like 15-minute gratitude meditation. And basically it's just her saying, I am grateful for the air that I breathe. I'm grateful for the bed that I sleep in. I am grateful for the water that I drink, blah, 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 blah. And if you just like repeat after her, then over time, you will program your brain into being in a gratitude state. And then once you have mastered all of these things and you're really working on all of these things, the easiest part is your brain will automatically perceive situations as, oh, that happened because I'm lucky. And then it'll just keep going. So you program your brain into perceiving situations in a positive way. Whatever happens to you, you are confirming to yourself that you are lucky, blessed, and always in abundance. Here's your little homework for today, okay? So right now, go get a piece of paper or your journal and write down all of the things that have happened to you that are lucky, that you are so grateful that happened, that was like your dream, something you manifested. Write those things down right now, because sometimes we actually don't give ourselves enough credit for what we have achieved, and we kind of just brush over things and you know, don't really take time to thank ourselves and you know, look at how far we've come and look at how hard it was for us to achieve this, but we did it. Sometimes we don't do that. So right now, I want you to write down all the things. So write down at the top of the page, I am so proud of myself for. And this could be, you know, maybe a career achievement, or it could be something as simple as I encountered a trigger last night, but didn't react out of, you know, my default mode of fight or flight response. I am so proud of myself that I was able to calm myself down and think more rationally about the situation, that it didn't trigger me. So it could be even something simple as that. It could be that you are so proud of yourself that you drank enough water yesterday. And if you start working on exercises like that, then more abundance and more opportunities and situations like that will flow into your life. I think that this is where I'm going to stop for this episode, but I will talk about this more if you would like to hear it. I definitely want to do one about attracting money in abundance. I made a TikTok about how to attract money, and a lot of people were like, what the fuck? Like, does that actually work? Like, how does that even make sense? Like, are you joking, Kira? Like, people were like really unsure. So I want to do one specifically on attracting money. Well, you know what? The way that this podcast grows is sharing with family and friends and also rating it on Apple Podcasts. I would really, really, really appreciate it if you could quickly take 2 minutes out of your day, go on your Apple Podcasts and rate this podcast. And in the comments, in your review, you can say what you would like me to talk about in the next episode. And that really, really, really helps me get this podcast out there. I'm trying to raise the vibration of the earth. The world really needs help right now. And I'm trying my best to do that and influence as many people as I can. So if you really believe in what I'm saying right now, send it to a friend. And that is all for today. I hope you have a fantastic rest of your day. And I can't wait to see you next week.